We're looking back on August 8, the day in 1907 when rugby league was born in Australia, at a secret meeting at Bateman's Hotel in Sydney.
The supreme masterstroke, the signing of rugby union's champion, Herbert Henry Dally Messenger, at a fee of £180.
The classic Aussie movie Picnic at Hanging Rock had its premiere on this day in 1975.
The girl, the boy, the school, the rock. Fragments of a mystery from a summer long ago.
And that leads us straight to the August 8 birthdays, because the man doing the voiceover on that trailer celebrates his birthday today. Australian radio legend John Laws is 84.
You can't think properly because you're having difficulty in expressing yourself, and I'm sorry for you as far as that's concerned, but let me tell you what you're trying to say in essence.
Australian showbiz reporter John Michael Housen turns 83.
You're famous for being famous, and people follow you, they're interested in you.
Multi-award-winning actor Dustin Hoffman celebrates his 82nd birthday today.
Has to do with patience. It has to do with listening to him. It has to do with pretending to listen to him when you can't even listen anymore. It has to do with love, like she was saying.
Ralph Mouth from Happy Days, actor Donnie Most, is 66.
But if the Rev starts one of his deep theological discussions, I'm splitting. Our ideas are miles apart.
David Evans celebrates his birthday today. He's better known by the nickname The Edge. The guitarist with U2 is 58. And one of tennis's all-time greats, if not the greatest, Roger Federer, is 38. He was world number one for more than 300 weeks, and there's no talk of retirement just yet.
As long as I'm healthy, motivated, enjoying myself, my family's fine, then I'm happy to keep going.
Finally, it's the anniversary of the death of singer Glen Campbell. He was 81 when he died in 2017. Like a rhinestone cowboy. Remembering Glen Campbell on August 8.